Green Bay. ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Building a home or fixing up a home is under new pressure. With Trump tariffs taking effect today on kitchen cabinets, bathroom vanities, upholstered furniture, lumber, the White House admits prices may rise, but says it's ultimately going to be borne by foreign exporters. Market futures pointing to a lower opening on Wall Street today. Help wanted, but not found. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan.
A survey conducted by a major industry group finds that 32% of small businesses had job openings that they could not fill last month. The NFIB monthly jobs report shows that 88% of those companies found few or no qualified candidates for positions they had posted.
First Israel, next Ukraine. President Trump has a White House meeting this week with President Volodymyr Zelensky. The U.S. considering giving Ukraine long-range missiles capable of reaching Moscow, hoping to give Putin pause on Russian ambitions. This is ABC News. Seems to be a more muted fall this year. Have you noticed across much of America, more than 40% of the country began October in drought. That's double the average. And that could mean a shorter leaf-peeping season with less color, according to USDA meteorologist. Out in the Rockies, peak color is now hitting Denver at the same time as the mountains, very early. The first global fee on greenhouse gas emissions. It's being discussed this week at a meeting of maritime nations in London. Charging ships that blow past agreed-to limits could generate billions in revenue for green shipping technologies. The Trump administration is opposed to these new fees. Elon Musk's plan to populate Mars is a step closer. His SpaceX rocket had a second successful test flight following a string of failures. The booster made a controlled entry into the Gulf of Mexico, and the spacecraft skimmed space before descending into the Indian Ocean. I'm Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Green Bay Area School District put some positive school news in the spotlight over the weekend by recognizing the achievements of notable graduates. The district held an inauguration ceremony for the first class in the Green Bay Area Public School District's Hall of Fame. As WGBW News first told you about last month, 8 outstanding graduates were chosen for the inaugural Hall of Fame class, going all the way back to the year 1917. That's the year Curly Lambeau graduated from Green Bay's East High School. Lambeau, of course, went on to co-found the Green Bay Packers, bringing worldwide notoriety to Green Bay, Wisconsin. Lambeau is among the 8 people in the inaugural Hall of Fame class. Superintendent Vicki Beyer says the Hall of Fame was created to celebrate the accomplishments of notable alumni, both in the community and around the globe. This year's class is made up of 2 alumni from each of Green Bay's 4 high schools. You can find out more about each one on the district's website under Hall of Fame. Looking for a place to store your boat or camper over the winter? You could take it to the fairgrounds. The Brown County Parks Department is once again offering winter storage for boats, trailers, and RVs. Storage is offered on a first-come, first-served basis at the Brown County Fairgrounds. Park workers will begin accepting items a week from tomorrow on Wednesday, October 22nd. Based on availability, items can also be left on Thursday and Friday. Fees are collected at the drop-off. Check the department's website for prices. You can give the parks office a call to see about availability or find the latest info on their Facebook page. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Game 2 in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers and Dodgers tonight at American Family Field in the National League Championship. The Dodgers taking Game 1 last night. Final score 2-1, but a crazy play in the fourth inning. The Brewers' Sal Frelick in center field. Dodgers slugger Max Muncy at the plate. Bases loaded. Brian Anderson with a call on TBS.
And Muncy skies one to center field. Hit well. This one's got a chance. Frelick going back to the wall. He leaps. It's in and out of his glove, but he caught it. And now chaos on the bases. Might have a play at the plate. The throw. Not in time. Goes out. He's out.
Frelick preventing a grand slam at the wall. The first 8-6-2 double play in baseball playoff history. Frelick after the game.
The ball kind of tipped off my glove, and then I just kind of saw it floating there, so I grabbed it and just fired it into Joey.
NBA, the Bucks hosting the Thunder tonight in Milwaukee in their final preseason game. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Green Bay weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs around 60 degrees. Rain tonight, a low around 45. Mostly cloudy and highs in the upper 50s on Wednesday. For Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, will be in the mid-40s. Thursday, a chance of rain and a high around 62. Currently, 46 degrees.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, said Dan, proudly. Booyah fundraiser, a grounded cafe, coming up on Saturday the 18th, 8 in the morning until noon. Chicken booyah, hot dogs, burgers, costume contest. It's on South Adams Street. Grounded Cafe, something I'd mention.
When you're weary, feeling get rough and free. when you're down and out, when you're on the street, when evening falls so hard, I will comfort you. I'll take your part. Oh, when darkness comes and pain is all around, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay thee down, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay thee down.
Sail on, silver girl, sail on by, your time has come to shine, all your dreams are on their way, see how they shine.
Why'd they stop making music like this? We don't know either. 97.9
FM. Mustang Sally. Guess you better slow your Mustang Sally.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. If I get that song correctly by Wilson Pickett, he bought her a brand new Mustang, a 1965, and all she wants to do is ride Sally Ride. And I'm thinking, that's ungrateful. Wow. If I got the song right. 716. I'm Dan Marcus, 46 degrees right now, from our studios downtown Green Bay on Washington Street, right next to the City Deck.
Hey, Northeast Wisconsin, this is Kristen Ambos with the Always On Point podcast and Point Mortgage. On Sundays at 10 to 11 a.m., you'll find me on the Civic Media app, as well as 1590 a.m., 97.9 FM, and all podcast platforms where we'll discuss everything mortgage, real estate, and market related. Any questions? Text them to 920-606-1156. Join me every Sunday.
It's time for Eye in the Community on WGBW, sponsored by Insight Eye Care, serving the Fox Valley since 1972 with comprehensive eye care services. Find them on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Their goal is to improve lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today. Now, here's what's happening in our area. The Great Pumpkin Train rides again. This National Railroad Museum treat includes a train ride to the Pumpkin Patch, where you can find your own pumpkin to take home. Live entertainment too, October 11th and 18th. And join the Green Bay Hot Cider Hustle Half Marathon and 5K on October 26th. After crossing the finish line, celebrate with a crisp caramel apple and warm mug of their signature hot cider. Register at wisconsinruns.com/Green Bay Hot Cider Hustle. This has been your Eye on the Community, brought to you by Insight Eye Care. If it's happening in the Green Bay area, it's on WGBW.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
97.9 WGBW welcomes the Linda Ronstadt Experience to Green Bay's Meyer Theater.
I'm going back someday, come what may, to Blue Bay.
Friday, October 24th.
I've been cheated.
Experience the music of Linda Ronstadt as performed by American Idol star Tristan McIntosh. Tickets available now at MeyerTheater.org or listen to 97.9 WGBW for your chance to win tickets.
Well, that'll be the day.
The music of Linda Ronstadt.
I think I'm gonna love you for a long, long time.
Friday, October 24th, the Meyer Theater, with the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
Setting suns and low. fashion lady, child of nature, friend of man. Green-eyed lady, passion lady, dressed in love, she lives for life to be. Green-eyed lady, feels like I never see setting suns and lonely lovers free.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, the Everly's.
Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, happiness. Hello, loneliness. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye-bye, my love. Goodbye. There goes my baby with someone new. She sure looks happy, I sure am blue. She was my baby till he stepped in. Goodbye to romance that might have been. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, happiness. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. I'm through with romance. I'm through with love. I'm through with counting the stars above. And here's the is through with me. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, happiness. Hello, loneliness. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye-bye, my love. Goodbye. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye.
97.9 FM. Penny Lane, there is a barber showing photographs of every head he's had the pleasure to know. And all the people that come and go stop and say, him behind his back, and the bank
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Same group that gave us Wild Thang.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. The Green Bay Area School Board spent hours last night talking about various safety options brought up by community members. A common theme remains putting in metal detectors at school entrances. Trustees debated whether weapons detection would help or create a false sense of security. One parent saying she wants her children's stress to come from grappling with tough questions rather than being constantly reminded of danger. Others advocated for increased mental health resources, saying students need to feel seen, heard, and guided, not just monitored. District officials shared mental health resources they've already implemented. Superintendent Vicki Bayer says physical security measures would come at a cost. Bayer said they're entering the school year at a roughly $4 million deficit. Enhancing security will mean prioritizing differently and making adjustments. The board didn't take any action to implement new policies last night, but they are considering a request for a proposal, or RFP, calling for the district to search for possible weapon detection options. The village of Ashwaubenon is considering making camping on public property illegal. Ashwaubenon's Public Works and Protection Committee unanimously recommended an ordinance last week that would let the public safety officers remove people, their shelter and belongings, off all village property. That includes parking lots and the sides of highways. Whether camp removal was cruel and unusual punishment was hotly debated last year when the Supreme Court deemed anti-camping laws constitutional with a 6-3 vote. Village leaders say the ordinance would give public safety officers the chance to educate people about available resources rather than giving out citations. A Wisconsin family says a popular online game, failed to protect their five-year-old daughter. An Outagamie County family has filed a lawsuit against Roblox, claiming predators targeted their child through the gaming platform. The lawsuit says men pretending to be children convinced the girl to send explicit photos and videos. WBAY reports the family's attorneys calling Roblox a breeding ground for child predators. They're asking for damages, saying the girl has suffered serious emotional trauma. Roblox has faced similar lawsuits and investigations nationwide over child safety concerns. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
For some, the hunt has already begun. Others are getting ready. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. And if you're successful in your hunt, you might be thinking about how you can use that meat. One of our Wisconsin meat science experts gives you suggestions next.
You can't do the same thing and expect different results. So here's some advice. Change the seed and you'll change the game. Zitavo soybean seed is the seed you've always wanted. It's been tested again and again, going through at least 12 quality control protocols because 11 wasn't enough. All to ensure that you get consistent performance from every seed that can pay off with better soybean yield. Zitavo soybean seed is ready to raise the bar for soybeans. Are you? Learn more at xitavosoybeanseed.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Dr. Jeff Sindelar is one of our University Extension meat specialists, and he says for those of you that are looking to extend the life of the meat that you harvest, jerky is a very good option. And he's got some suggestions about the basic do's if you want to make your own jerky.
Slice jerky to a good thickness, typically about a quarter inch thick is ideal. And a lot of people like to take whole pieces of meat, put them into a freezer for a little bit to firm things up, and then slice. And if you have a really good sharp knife, you can absolutely do this by hand. Just have to be a little careful and take your time. And then get some salt, get some sugar, maybe some spices if you like maybe some black pepper, maybe some red pepper, maybe some ginger or garlic. Mix those with the jerky and allow that jerky to absorb that. And then you want to go through some cooking and drying process.
Dr. Jeff Sindelar, University Extension meat specialist, with some suggestions on what you can do with that harvested meat. Jerky, a good option. And don't forget, there's all kinds of flavors. Just take a look at what's available at your local grocery store. One very popular flavor, teriyaki. And that's simply using soy sauce.
We're number one! We're number one!
The Pioneer brand 4-seed endless corn team beat DeKalb Smart Stacks and VT4 Pro.
They scored a 7.1 bushels per acre average yield advantage across more than 24,000 comparisons.
They're coming this way.
Woo! We crushed corn rootworm.
How'd you guys do it?
Three modes of action, baby.
How'd you clobber those weeds?
Herbicide flexibility, yeah!
Another winning season.
Plant the 100th season of Pioneer. Visit pioneer.com/rootworm.
And another case of high-path avian influenza has been detected in a backyard poultry flock in Racine County. The birds have all been depopulated to prevent the spread of the disease. The Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection reminding all livestock owners and anyone that owns birds to practice good biosecurity measures as migratory birds pass over Wisconsin as they head south. That's just a quick update on what's happening in food news on a Tuesday. I'm Pam Yonke.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs around 60 degrees. Rain tonight, a low around 45. Mostly cloudy and highs in the upper 50s on Wednesday. For Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, will be in the mid-40s. Thursday, a chance of rain and a high around 62. Currently, 46 degrees.
You won't come.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, same group that gave us Do Wah Diddy.
Everybody's gonna jump for joy. Come on. All the pigeons gonna run to him. Come on without. Gets here, everybody's gonna wanna doze. Come on without.
That's so we don't have a pot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got, babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. Put your little hand in mine. There ain't no hill or mountain we can't climb, babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got you to hold my hand. I got you walk with me.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, Sonny and Cher. Now, when I saw them at the Playboy Club in Lake Geneva, when I worked there, I ran spotlight for them, and which was a great big, that was a big deal for an 18-year-old, you know? But it was interesting to watch how they worked. Now, this is about 1972 or so, and so they... During rehearsal, before the entertainment, before the room opened, it was called the penthouse room. We ran through lighting and sound and all that stuff, including the spotlight. And it was interesting that Sonny ran the whole show. He gave the directions to the musicians and to the lighting director and to me, the spotlight guy. And Cher just sat in an empty booth, this is before the room opened, and just watched to see how it was going. And then at some point, Sonny called her up on the stage, and they gave her a microphone, and they did a sound check on the two of them together. It was just interesting to watch Cher, who is such a dominant person, or at least I get the impression of that nowadays, just... let Sonny do it because that's what Sonny was good at. So it was an interesting experience watching how two superstars work together. Again, this is back in the early 70s. I'm trying to not give away my age here. But it was interesting to see at the Lake Geneva Playboy Club down south.
Lakeland Care is proud to be named one of the top workplaces in Wisconsin for 2025. But what really sets us apart is our commitment to providing personalized support for frail elders and adults with disabilities. Our care teams go above and beyond to help our members live their best lives with dignity and independence. Interested in becoming a member? Visit your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see if you qualify. To learn more, visit www.lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top-quality promotion materials, like T-shirts, sweatshirts, and more, to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
It's officially October, which means it's time to celebrate Halloween all month long. And if you're looking for some of the best Halloween events or all of the different trunk-or-treats that are around for the kids, don't you worry, I got you covered. From raves, trunk-or-treats, glow-in-the-parks, or Halloween parties, I will meticulously search just for you, so you don't have to stress. You can just have fun instead. Just go to wgbw.fm and click events. You're welcome.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Blue skies, blue poison.
they used to be not so far. Oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Underground and in the sky, animals and birds who live nearby are alive. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Can't you stand?
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Check the calendar, it's Tuesday, October 14th. Another timeless commercial of the day in about half an hour.
Baby, you come running back. I told you so many times.
Hits 97.9 WGBW. Tommy James, former Wisconsinite, lived in Monroe. I'm Dan Marcus. And Peter Noon, lead singer of Herman's Hermits, very popular guy and very easy to talk to, very down to earth. First time of many times that I met the guy, I asked him about one of Herman's Hermits' songs, Mrs. Brown, You've Got a Lovely Daughter.
Mrs. Brown, at the last minute was slid into the album, and because we didn't have a lot of time, we played it live and we sang it live, you know, just whatever mics were set up, we just did it. And it was really strange because in America they picked on that song as being representative of Herman's Hermits, when really it was our one throwaway song in the album, and everybody loved it because I think it had that unique thing of nonchalance, I think, was the, you know, there was no attempt to tune up the guitars or use a real banjo. It was a guitar with Kleenex tissues stuck in it to sound like a banjo, because we didn't have a banjo with us. We never thought we were going to London to make banjo records.
Here's Peter Noon singing with Herman's Hermits. Mrs. Brown, you got a lovely daughter. WGBW.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Girls as sharp as her are something rare. It ain't no good to